Welcome back to the National Hurricane Center. I am here in operations here in Miami, Florida, with the latest update on Tropical Storm Isaias. The official clock says it's 1 p.m. Eastern, so let's get the latest update. Let's start off with that radar presentation. One thing you can notice is where our circulation is right here is just where that precipitation is circling. And we expect this storm to eventually keep on turning and eventually move back towards the northeast, making landfall somewhere in here on the North Carolina-South Carolina border late tonight. You can already see some of these tropical showers that have moved through South Carolina, North Carolina, moving into Virginia. So already setting up for some of this heavy rainfall well ahead of this storm. Now, the official forecast here that we have, this is the current location. This is the tropical storm force winds that stretch out from that center. So remember, you can't just focus just on that center, those tropical storm force winds, that rainfall. Remember that rainfall? It's already well out here, and then the tropical storm force winds are here, and that's our center. So think about that. You're going to see those impacts before the center. Time-wise here, 11 a.m. by 8 o'clock tomorrow morning, 8 a.m., this system is already in Virginia. So overnight tonight into tomorrow morning, it'll be moving northward and actually speeding up with time. And then by 8 p.m. on Tuesday, all the way up here in the New York area, Connecticut and Massachusetts. So tropical storm force winds, they're going to see that. So we have a hurricane warning out for portions of South Carolina and North Carolina. Really close. Tropical storm, hurricanes, only 1 mile an hour difference. So that's why we have that warning up. Tropical storm warnings also for portions of Georgia, South Carolina, and even up all the way up here to New Hampshire. So a large area of focus for those winds. Now, looking at those winds, when are they going to arrive? We're talking about them happening ahead of time, and they really do. Here's Monday p.m., so this evening seeing the winds stretch into South Carolina. Then by 2 in the morning, they're already stretching up here into Virginia. And then by tomorrow morning, Delaware into New Jersey, already starting to see these tropical storm force winds. Well, rainfall is always one of the big factors, one of the dangerous factors with these systems. And we can see some areas here with 4 to 6 inches of rainfall. That stretches from South Carolina all the way up here to the New Jersey area. And some of those areas, you can see some orange areas. Let me circle them here and a couple here. What that's really trying to show you is it's generally 4 to 6 inches in these areas, but there could be some spots with more, 8 inches of rain. So there will be some trouble spots. Hard to tell exactly where there's going to be ahead of time, but there's going to be some trouble spots in here. So that rainfall in combination with tropical storm force winds, that's trees down, that's power lines down, there's going to be some power outages. So really got to watch this storm and be prepared for the storm over the next 24 hours. Moderate risk of flash flooding in this area that's highlighted in red, and a large area, slight risk of the potential for that flash flooding. So any one of these areas, dangerous on the roads, dangerous especially at night where you can't see what's road, what's off the road, and if the road's tore up. So you have to be super careful with this. And storm surge is the other factor here. This is the latest update that we have. Some areas in South Carolina over to Cape Fear, 3 to 5 foot of storm surge. That's water up your pant leg. That's less water where normally water isn't over dry land. So watching that closely. Pamlico Sound and the Neuse River, some of that water gets inland all the way up to Martha's Vineyard. You can see some of this storm surge. So we've got the coastal areas. Pay attention to those warnings. And we're going to have more updates here from the Hurricane Center as we get them in. This has been Ken Graham right here at the National Hurricane Center.